Sanhedrin Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel. Echad Oimer Bishnayim Bechodesh. Be'echad Oimer Bishloisha Bechodesh. Eidusim Kayim. Two Eidim that contradict each other. One Eid claims that the Maaseh that they are being made on happened on the second day of the month, while the other Eid claims that the Maaseh happened on the third day of the month. Their Eidus is Kayim. We can still accept their Eidus. As we are talking about in the case where they both agree as to which day of the week the Maaseh happened in, so therefore, we assume that that which they said different days of the month is because Shezeh Yodea Be'iburo Shechodesh V'Ze'ene Yodea Be'iburo Shechodesh. As the eight that claimed that the Maaseh happened on the second day of the month knew that the previous month was a Chodesh Malay, had 30 days, while the other eight that claimed that the Maaseh happened on the third day of the month did not know that the previous month was a Chodesh Malay. He thought it was a Chodesh Chaser, only 29 days, and that's why he thought that the Eidus that they are being made on happened on the third day of the month. So therefore, this is not a contradiction between them, since they both agreed which day of the week it happened in. It's obvious that they are not contradicting each other, just one of them did not know how many days the previous month was. Now, this is only if they are being made within the first couple weeks of the month. But if they are being made after the first half of the month, then we assume by that time everybody knows exactly how many days the previous month was, and if they contradict each other as to which day of the month it happened in, this is considered a contradiction between them, and we cannot accept their Eidus. Echad Oimer B'Shloisha, Ve'echad Oimer B'Chamisha, Eidusan B'Tela. If one Eid claims that the Maaseh that they are being made on happened on the third day of the month, while the other Eid contradicts him and says that the Maaseh happened on the fifth day of the month, their Eidus is Batel, we cannot accept their Eidus, even if they both agree as to which day of the week it happened on. Even so, this is a contradiction that we cannot reconcile by saying that one of them did not know how many days the previous month was, and since the gap between them is 2 days, this would not explain how they are contradicting each other by 2 days, so we cannot accept their Eidus. Echad Oimer B'Shteishos, the Echad Oimer B'Shalishos, Eidusim Kayemes. If one Eid claims that the Maaseh that they are being made on happened in the second hour of the day, while the other Eid says that the Maaseh happened on the third hour of the day, their Eidus is Kayim. We can accept their Eidus. We don't look at this as a contradiction, as it's very common that a person will make a mistake as to which hour of the day it was, since the difference between them is only 1 hour. Echad Oimer B'Shalosh, Ve'echad Oimer B'Chamesh, Eidusim B'Tela. But if one Eid says that the Maaseh happened in the third hour, while the other Eid says that the Maaseh happened in the fifth hour, their Eidus is Batel. We cannot accept their Eidus, since the gap between them is 2 hours. We can no longer reconcile their Eidus, and we cannot accept their Eidus. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kayemet. Rabbi Yehuda said we could accept their Eidus even when the gap between them is 2 hours, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's common that an Eid would make a mistake by 2 hours as to when the Eidus happened. Echad Oimer B'Chamesh, Ve'echad Oimer B'Sheva, Eidusim B'Tela. Rabbi Yehuda would agree, though, that if one Eid says that the Maaseh happened in the fifth hour, while the other Eid says that the Maaseh happened after noon in the seventh hour, their Eidus is Batel. We cannot accept their Eidus, as a person would not make a mistake between before noon and afternoon. Shebechamesh chama b'mizrach u'besheba chama b'mariv. In the fifth hour, the sun is to the east, and in the seventh hour, the sun is to the west. So even though it's possible for an Eid to make a mistake by 2 hours, he cannot make a mistake between before noon and afternoon, since the position of the sun is different. So we cannot reconcile these Eidim, and we cannot accept their Eidus. Sefer Sanhedrin Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet Va'achar Kach Machnitzin Es Hasheni Ubo Kinoso. After Bezin finishes interrogating the first Eid with Drishas and Chakiros, they would then bring the second Eid into Bezin and interrogate the second Eid with the same question. In Nimtzu Dibrei Mechuvanim, if it turns out that the words of the two Eidim are consistent with each other, Poschim Bitzchus, Bezin would start discussing the case, and they would start the discussion b'tzchus with reasons why the Baal Din should not be chayiv, as we are talking about Dinei Nefashos, and by Dinei Nefashos we saw earlier that the discussion of the Beis Din always starts with reasons why he should not be chayiv misum. Amar Echa Min Ha'Eda, Yesh Li L'Lamed Alav Tzchus. O Echa Min Ha'Talmidim, Yesh Li L'Lamed Alav Chova. M'Shachkin Oso. If one of the Eidim tells the Beis Din that he has an opinion as to why the Baal Din should not be chayiv misa, We do not allow the eid to talk, as the pasuk says, "Be'ed echad lo yanin." It's not the place of the eid to say his opinion in Bezdin, only to give over the eidus that he saw. Or if one of the talmidim that are sitting in front of the dayan wants to say an opinion as to why the Baal Din should be chayav misa, we do not allow the talmid to talk. As there were three rows of talmidim sitting on the floor in front of the dayan, and if the talmidim want to say an opinion as to why the Baal Din should not be chayav misa, we would listen to the talmid. But in this case, where he wants to be mechayev the Baal Din misa, Bezdin would not listen to him. Amar echa min al talmidim yeshli lalamid olav schus. If one of the talmidim says to the Bezdin that he wants to say a reason why the Baal Din should not be chayev misa, malin oso umoshivin oso beinim. Bezdin would have the talmid rise up off the ground and sit down on the benches among the dayanim. He would then say his opinion v'lo hayoreid misham kol hayom kulo. After the Talmud says his opinion, even if Bezdin does not accept his opinion, he would not have to go back and sit on the floor for the rest of the day, as it would be embarrassing for the Talmud to have to go back and sit on the floor since the Bezdin did not accept what he said. In Yesh Mamish B'dvarav, if what the Talmud said is very sensible, Shomim Lo, Bezdin would accept what the Talmud has to say, and in this case, where Bezdin accepted the words of the Talmud from now on would sit on the benches among the Dayanim. He would no longer sit on the floor with the Talmidim. Even though he would not be considered one of the Dayanim, he would have this kavod that he would sit on the benches together with the Dayanim. Even if the Baal Din himself, the person who is being judged, said to the Bezdin that he has a reason why he should not be chayav misa, Shomim Lo, Bezdin would listen to what he has to say, as long as Bezdin sees that he wants to say something sensible. But if it appears to Bezdin that he is talking nonsense, Bezdin would not allow him to talk.